In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the things that we just witnessed was the reverencing of the Bible. And in some churches, the deacon or priest will reverence the Bible on behalf of all the people. But in our church, we allow everyone who's present to come and reverence the Bible. The reason we reverence it is because it is a source of authority. It is the Word of God. And authority is one of the things that today's gospel goes to the heart of. Let's turn for a minute and think about our bodies. Our bodies are temples, and they need many things to maintain their health. They need vitamins, they need protein, they need water, and we must provide those things for their health. Our bodies are also subject to our will. We are in control of our bodies to a limited extent. If we do not care for our bodies, then we will experience the consequence of bad health. We must will, therefore, that our bodies be healthy and determine that we're going to take care of them. This willpower that we have is authority. We have authority to a limited extent over our own bodies. Limited because we do not have authority to will ourselves to become taller or have less gray hair or to have more hair. Limited also because the ultimate authority over our bodies belongs to God, our Creator, who made us. So in this way, we can understand that the authority we have over our own bodies is given to us by Him who has ultimate authority. This concept of authority is why the people cried out, "Who is this teaching? He's not an educated man." Now, what were they referencing in that? You see, Jesus had not gone to one of the rabbinical schools. He had not studied under the rabbis. So the people question him, where does he get his authority? The rabbis would teach and they would say, there's a learning or there's a teaching that goes so such and such. And this comes from this or that rabbi. They would cite the source of authority. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus taught with his own authority. Because Jesus' authority, as he tells us in today's gospel, comes from God the Father. And you see this repeated over and over in the gospels. Christ says, "My authority is not my own, but it has been given to me by our Father in heaven." And then Jesus turns and convicts the Pharisees and the scribes on their own practices. And so you hear mentioned today circumcision. And he points out, look, what I did, I just cured someone. I just made someone whole. And yes, it was on the Sabbath. And now you want to kill me because of that. But look at what you do. You see, Jewish law said, on the eighth day, you will circumcise the male child. On the eighth day. Well, that often falls on the Sabbath. So which rule do you take? Do you do the one that says circumcise on the eighth day, or do you do the one that says keep the Sabbath holy? Because you see, they had defined any medical treatment that is necessary to preserve life as being okay. But you could not receive medical treatment on the Sabbath unless it was to preserve life. So what Jesus does is he turns on them and he says, look, you mutilate the body on the Sabbath, and you justify yourselves under the law of Moses. I have restored life in its fullness on the Sabbath, and you seek my death. Their thinking on what Moses has taught had become overgrown with mental weeds. We too have to be cautious that we not allow weeds to spring up in our thoughts. Weeds grow when we use our authority, our thinking, our reasoning in place of God's authority. Weeds grow when we think of our achievements as being glorious without giving God the glory for what we have been able to do. You see, the Statue of David. What a beautiful work of art. People come from all over the world to Italy to admire this statue. And yet, the glory belongs to God because it was God who first shaped the human form. Still, many will give glory to the artist and not to the creator. So many times, as we progress in life, we're tempted to say, I did it. See what I've done. See my success. See my accomplishment. But we come back to this scripture realizing that the ultimate authority, the ultimate source of all things is God the Father. If we have a creative idea, it originated with Him. He knew it before we did. If we create something beautiful, a painting, a drawing, a piece of pottery, He knew it before you created it. He is the source of all authority. He is the source of all. Weeds grow when we believe that our thoughts are higher than God's thoughts. When we think we've stumbled upon the solution, when we think we know the best way, we put our own thinking, our own reasoning above God. Scripture tells us, my ways are far above your ways, and my thoughts are far above your thoughts. Even St. Thomas Aquinas, who was very prolific, and he had a great ability to explain many deep theological principles and precepts. But at the end of his life, he had a vision. We don't know exactly what that vision was, but when he came back from his vision, he declared of his own works, of everything he had written, he said, "Ce n'est que la paille." It's nothing but straw. Because what he had seen was so far above what he had written that all this work that he'd spent years, he'd spent his whole life writing, now the scales had been removed from his eyes and he could see it was nothing but straw. Christ comes speaking to us on the authority of the Father as we exercise our thoughts, our wills, our talents. We must understand that all of that comes from God, that He is the ultimate authority. He is truly the one living and true God who is the source of everything. Let us always strive to give glory to Him in all that we do, in all that we say, and in all that we think. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.